Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes here. We're looking at Sukkah 23, talking about a wall. The Gemara cites a brisa that details a dispute between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding use of an animal as a partition. If one used an animal as a wall for a sukkah, Rav Meir invalidates the sukkah, but Rav Yehuda validates it. For Rav Meir used to say, anything that is alive, we do not use it neither as the wall of a sukkah, nor as a lechi for a mavoi, nor as boards for enclosing wells, nor as a cover for a tomb. They said in the name of Rav Yossi Aglili, and also we may not write on it a living thing, bills of divorce. The idea being, what is your wall? Yesterday, on the previous stuff, we talked about the stars, the role models, and further than that, above that, in your own life, what do you use as your crutch, kviyachol, so to speak? What do you use as your wall? What gives you support, besides for the people in your life? What gives you the meaning and purpose and the support in life? Do you run to secular things, God forbid, or do you run to the Torah, to Talmud, to the Tanakh, to really give you that spark and really give you that real oomph, that real strength that you need? Some people who used to wage war throughout Jewish history, what would they run to when they needed to figure out strategy? Did they run to the war books? Did they run to the analyst books? Did they run to West Point to figure out what to do? West Point ran to the Jewish people. They studied the Israeli wars because it's obvious that it's Hashem's hand, because they were so outnumbered in 67 and 73 and 48 and in this war and that war and that situation. What is your wall? What is your support? It should be the Tanakh. People who used to go to war, many Jewish people throughout Jewish history, they would look at Vayishlach. They would look at what Yaakov did when Esav came to attack him. Esav is Edom. Edom is Rome. Rome is the secular society that still sustains society around us to this day. What did they do? They looked in the Parsha. They saw a three-prong attack. You make presents and try to appease the enemy. You make practical strategies to try to figure out. He made two camps. One camp, if this one would be hit, the other one would be okay. And he also davened to Hashem, a three-prong attack. And that's what people would do. They would practically get ready. They would try to appease the enemy. They would daven to Hashem. Because when you need a wall, when you need a partition, you need a support, you need a crutch, you don't look at society, you don't look at secularism, you don't look at math and science. You look at the Torah first and foremost. You look into the Torah. You look towards the Torah and you figure out what to do from the Torah. That's why for many of my lectures, if not all of them, I don't run to secular sources. I like to see what Sefaria brings up. They bring a crux of many, many beautiful Jewish sources. I like to see what Aish has to say about it. And then maybe I'll look for a definition in secular culture and tie it into secular culture. But the first thing we look at, the first thing we need to use as a wall of support is Torah, is the Tanakh, is the Talmud. What is your support? What is your wall? Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 24 here on the TTD.